Hello, Time Cadets. This is Lottie Turner, and you're listening to Time Turners, the podcast where me and my robot GIF go back in time to meet historical figures and bring you all of yesterday's news today. Introduce yourself, GIF.
Hello, my name is GIF, G-I-F. I'm 200 days old, weigh 33 pounds.
No, do it like we rehearsed.
Hi, I'm GIF. I was invented by Lottie Turner, the smartest, coolest, most fierce girl in the 5th grade. She built the time machine, and I operate it.
He also tells jokes.
I do not.
Awesome. Let's get to it, shall we? Since today is our first show and my first attempt at being a journalist, we're going back to 1887 to learn how to report from the very best there ever was. My hero, the one and only Nellie Bly. Activate the invisibility shield, GIF. It's time to go back to the past.
Invisibility shield activated.
Are you sure? You know how important it is that no one in the past sees us, right?
I'm sure. I'm a robot.
Okay, setting the coordinates. And here we go!
The insane asylum on Blackwell's Island is, like, the world's longest time out. No, it's worse than that.
Oh my Einstein, it's her!
It's like a bear trap for humans.
The girl in the straitjacket is your hero? Actually, that kind of makes sense.
No, she isn't really insane. She's undercover.
Undercover for what? Is she a spy?
To learn about that, we're in the Women's Lunatic Asylum on Blackwell's Island in New York. It's 1887, and the women here are treated horribly by the staff and doctors.
Hey, get back to your room. Stay there.
To make matters worse, a lot of them shouldn't have even been sent here in the first place. Some of them just didn't like living within the confines of strict Victorian life, and others just didn't speak English well. Nellie came here to learn the stories of these disenfranchised women and to expose the injustices of the asylum from the inside. She practically invented investigative journalism.
The insane asylum on Blackwell's Island is a human rat trap. It's easy to get in, but once there, it's impossible to get out. There, that's it.
Wow. That's really brave.
Of course it was. You think a coward could be a female journalist in the 19th century? No way.
Tell me more.
Step into my portal and see.
Ooh, a newsroom.
All right, here's the topic. Corruption in Mexico. Right? All I need is 6 months to go down there and get to...
Mexico. That's a man's job. Why can't you just write for the women's pages? You know, articles about clothes and gardening and gossip.
Ooh, gossip. Tell me more.
I have so much more to offer than what seltzer gets a stain out of a carpet.
Come on, Nellie. We all got a role to play around here.
Well, that's what you think, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Hey, you come back here.
Where is she going?
To Mexico.
But who is going to write the gossip column?
Someone else. Nellie knows the Mexico story will be a big hit. No boss is going to stop her from telling the story she wants to tell. That, my shiny robot friend, is why she's a hero.
Why won't her boss just let her go?
Because it's 1885, and women aren't allowed to take on serious stories. In fact, Nellie isn't even Nellie's real name. It's Elizabeth. Her editor gave her a pen name to protect her identity from people who thought journalism wasn't a respectable job for women.
Really? Was she named after the old minstrel song?
Yeah. Wait, how do you know that?
It's on my 1850s playlist. Nellie Bly, Nellie Bly, bring the broom along. We'll sweep the kitchen, clean my gear, and have a little song.
Okay, enough. Remind me to give you a better singing voice when we get back.
Where are we going now?
It's a surprise.
Oy vey, you know I hate surprises.
You're gonna love it, I promise.
Oh,
God, a train? You know I hate trains.
Don't worry, we're safe. In fact, this train is just 10 minutes away from completing the fastest trip around the world. At least until the record is broken again in a few months. Welcome aboard the Miss Nellie Bly Special.
Wait, this train drove around the world? I thought the Earth was flat.
Number one, you really need to get off the internet. The Earth is round. Number two, this train is just the last stop on a 72-day trip that included steamboats, railways, and automobiles. Have you ever heard of the book Around the World in 80 Days?
I saw the movie. That Jackie Chan is one cool dude.
Well, Nellie read the book and suggested to her editor at the paper that she try to make the trip in real life. She brought one dress, one overcoat, several changes of underwear, and a small bag to carry your toiletries. The whole world was following her journey and learning from her adventures.
Is that what you want from our podcast?
Of course. But we'll never be as good as Nellie.
But of course you will.
Huh? What? You can see us?
I can. And might I add that I appreciate the compliment.
Oh no, I forgot to turn on the invisibility shield. My bad.
You mean, this whole time we were visible? We could have ripped a hole in the time continuum! Haven't you ever heard of the butterfly effect?
I like butterflies.
Relax, I'm not going to ruin your future, little girl. Here, take a seat.
Okay.
So, you're looking to become a journalist.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then you always need to be prepared for an interview. Go ahead. Ask me anything.
How can I be as good at journalism as you are?
Well, it's simple. You report on your passion. Audiences love someone with passion. And it doesn't hurt to be a little brave, too. When was the last time you did something brave?
Last week, I went back 73 million years and battled a gang of velociraptors. They were like, rah! And I was like, get out of here, you darn dirty lizards!
Well, if you bring that same intensity to your journalism, then I'm sure people will listen.
What about me? Can I also be a journalist?
You? A machine? Machines can't write. That's a human's job.
You're probably right.
Thank you. I know. Now, get out of here, you two. We're almost back in New York, and I do believe you have a whole world waiting for you.
Great. Thank you. You're the best.
Yes, dear. We've already established that.
Woo! I'm pooped, but inspired.
Credits time.
Credits time.
To hear more of our time travel adventures, subscribe to this podcast wherever podcasts are found.
And don't forget to become an official Time Cadet by supporting us on Patreon. This month, we'll be picking one lucky donor to choose the topic for an upcoming adventure.
Want to know how the pizza was created?
Or meet Pocahontas? Let us know.
See you next week.
In the future!